This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence. That is Franklin Armory. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So, tonight it's Arbalest Quarrel night. Joining me again from Arbalest Quarrel are Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. How's it going, guys?
Good, Bill. Good night. Hello, Bill. I'm ready to call it... Stephen and I have been working so hard, and he'll go into it, getting a number of articles out, because never before in the history of this country have we been so close to annihilation. And by annihilation, I'm not talking about nuclear weapons, at least not yet, but from within. And Stephen, take it away, if you will.
All right. Well, Bill, as you know, we were at the NRA convention in Indianapolis last week, and we got a lot accomplished. We also got a chance to sit down with our wives and children in some cases and friends, and we had a lot of discussions. I came back highly energized in light of all the different topics that we need to deal with. But what I'd like to touch upon tonight, with your permission, of course, you're the captain of this program, is what we've been doing and the direction that we, meaning Arbalest, is planning on taking, with the ultimate goal is to get Donald Trump reelected. And that's what we're going to focus on, and everything else will fall into play. Now, what Roger was talking about is we're doing a series of articles, and we're actually successful in shortening the length of our articles. So they're much easier and quicker to read, and we're realizing that both on our site, and Ammoland Shooting Sports News is publishing our articles, as well as The Truth About Guns, and now we're talking about it on your show. We're getting a tremendous amount of action. Facebook visits, a tremendous amount of comments. We noticed that a lot of the comments are even coming from the anti side, which is good, because we have a chance to deal with them. But the topics for your listeners who might want to tune in to the Arbalest Quarrel or Ammoland, where we could look at the articles with some really nice visual images and video feeds. We talk about, in part one, the gun control myth, and Roger can explain that in more detail when I get off. Americans are not subservient to government. We did a whole article on that, and we explain what we mean by being subservient to government. And we talk about the radical left, that they want us to betray our God-given right, our inalienable right, our natural right, to keep and bear arms. And we focus on the fact that the Second Amendment merely codifies that right. So we do have a God-given right. Their agenda is to disarm us. Their primary mission is to destroy our democratic republic. Now, there's an attempt to destroy our nation. How? By taking down our duly elected president. The question is why, and the question is by what means. So we'd like to talk a little bit about the mainstream media, who call themselves a free press. Are they really a free press when they are controlled by a power elite, a deep state entity hiding behind the First Amendment? They fan the flames and they provide the platform for all of the far left, liberal, progressive Democrats, politicians that are seeking many, many different things to destroy us, to change our life, to change our thinking, whether it's abortion to the extreme of even killing a child that's born after birth, or whether it's some other matter, gun control. They don't want to protect the borders. They want to do everything possible to destroy us. Something has to give. Roger, let's go with it.
All right. Do we have a few more minutes, Bill?
We have about 3.5.
3.5. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with this. Why all the hatred and vitriol directed to Trump, and why all this effort in the last 2.5 years to bring down his administration? And what this really has to do with, the only thing that makes sense to me, is the desire to basically change not only the direction of the country, but really the very foundation of it. And I think I happened to take a look again at, if you recall, this was a few years ago, Henry Kissinger had written a book, and it was titled World Order. And the synopsis says this: Henry Kissinger offers in World Order a deep meditation on the roots of international harmony and global disorder. Drawing on his experience as one of the foremost statesmen of the modern era, Kissinger now reveals his analysis of the ultimate challenge for the 21st century, how to build a shared international order in a world of divergent historical perspectives. And in his book, Kissinger said, there has never been a true world order. For most of the history, civilizations defined their own concepts of order. Now the pretext. He says, now international affairs take place on a global basis, and these historical concepts of world order are meeting. Every region participates in questions of high policy, and every other often instantaneously. Yet there is no consensus among the major actors about the rules and limits guiding their process or its ultimate destination. The result is mounting tension. What he is getting at, and what is that surrounds everything that we've been seeing in this country, is an attempt to basically attack the notions of our Bill of Rights, the notions of our basic rights and liberty, and to use the law against the American people, against the president. And that is the most insidious thing. And we see a confluence, a confederacy of principles. We see the press. We see Congress, at least the Democrats, and many of the Republicans are unfortunately sitting on the sidelines, afraid apparently to act. And we see various groups on the outside. Well, basically the very wealthy CEOs of Facebook and Google, these organizations, and various billionaires that apparently have aligned themselves with the globalists and the internationalists. I think in the next segment, what I'd like to do is explain exactly how they're going about specifically attacking our nation in order to bring it low.
Well, yeah, and after you bring that up, then I got a few questions regarding all of this stuff. But Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. They're featured writers at amoland.com and at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
do check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel about the media and their complicity in certain things. Roger, you were getting ready to go in a certain direction, so please do.
Yeah, this is it, Bill. Let's look at sedition. Incitement of resistance to or insurrection against lawful authority. And there is in section 18 U.S.C. section 371, conspiracy to commit offense or to defraud the United States. If two or more persons conspire either to commit any offense against the United States or to defraud the United States or any agency thereof in any manner or for any purpose, and one or more of such persons do any act to affect the object of the conspiracy, each shall be fined under this title or imprisoned. And we see many more than just a few acts. We see in the very action of the special counsel, the very fact that he was appointed at all to take down the president. We see in all of that really sedition on such a massive scale that we get lost in the forest for the tree. The fact is that the Office of the Attorney General, first of all, was created in 1789 under the Judiciary Act. I believe that was the same year that the Sedition Act was also enacted. And basically, the whole purpose of the Office of the Attorney General was to assist the president on law and to prosecute cases in the Supreme Court on behalf of the president. It was never supposed to be weaponized against the president, and that's exactly what we have seen. Now, do you remember back in 1978, that was the year that Congress enacted the Ethics in Government Act, and that was enacted to appoint a special counsel. Maybe they refer to it as the independent counsel or independent attorney to basically investigate and prosecute crimes in the government that the attorney general's office could not do because of a conflict of interest. And there was a number of sunset provisions, and ultimately Act was never reauthorized after it was used, apparently, with some effect against Bill Clinton. And so the Democrats did away with it. But what was interesting was that thereafter, almost immediately, it was reformed, basically through the rule, basically, that the Justice Department itself created to set up a special counsel for that very purpose of going after individuals that apparently the deep state would like to take down. I don't know if any of your listeners, Bill, read the New York Times, but back on May 3rd, not that long ago, in an op-ed, Anil Katyal, this was the acting Solicitor General under Barack Obama. He was instrumental in creating the rule that we have now that took effect after the expiration of the Ethics in Government Act that had created this independent counsel. And he said that when it comes to investigating a president, the special counsel regulations I had the privilege of drafting in 1998 and 99 state that such inquiries have one ultimate destination, Congress. This is where this process is going and has to go. And, of course, he's referring to the whole Mueller investigation. Of course, Mueller ultimately did not indict the president on anything. He did not do it on this issue of conspiring with Russia. And as for the other thing, obstruction of justice, it was something of a make-weight to say, well, there's a rule that says that the Department of Justice cannot indict a sitting president. But as Barr had pointed out, that was not a basis by which Mueller was reticent in bringing charges against Trump for obstruction. There was not a credible basis to do so under the law, and Barr made that point. But what is interesting is that we have this rule. No one seems to bother to consider that it may have been illegal in the first place. The whole point of rules that are promulgated by executive agencies is basically to create operational vehicles through which the intent of Congress can be carried out. And in this case, by the very fact that the Ethics in Government Act was not renewed, under what real statutory basis did the Justice Department have for promulgating a rule to essentially effectuate something that didn't even exist? And if you recall, too, if there was going to be any real attempt to use it and use it properly, it would have been at the time that all these machinations were going on with Clinton. Remember, Clinton should have been indicted. The fact that she wasn't, and the fact that Loretta Lynch would not appoint a special counsel to look into this makes very clear that already a coup was in effect to get into office an individual that had broken the law, that should never have been able to serve in the government. And regardless of what Clinton wanted to do and the people that may have loved her, the fact is they knew that she would have continued on the process of basically dismantling the Constitution, beginning with the basic rights and liberties.
Okay, let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. As I try to nurse this throat back. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find these guys at, of course, their website, arbalestquarrel.com. That's where everything stems from. That's where it all begins. Then it goes out. It goes out where they're featured writers. They're featured writers at The Truth About Guns in Austin, Texas, at Ammo Land out in New Jersey. They're all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday voted to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena seeking Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full, unredacted report and underlying documents, sending the measure to the House floor for a final vote. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler also says,
"No person, not the Attorney General, not the President, can be permitted to be above the law. That is what is at stake today."
The vote will more than likely pass in the House, but not expected to in the Republican-led Senate. And the charter school shooting suspect made his first appearance in a court in Colorado today. The 18-year-old was shackled at his waist with his hands cuffed as he sat in the courtroom flanked by his two defense lawyers. He nodded at the judge's questions, but at one point the judge did request a verbal answer, to which he said no. He's expected to be back in court on Friday. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. I apologize for my throat. I don't know what's going on. I feel great. I don't sound like I feel. We're talking to Arbalest Quarrel. Roger was bringing some stuff. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions, if I may, please, sir.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, is there any more, is there a higher impact way to explain the run-up to all the things that have precipitated where we are right now that would keep the, see, you know, we live in the era of social media where you get instant gratification. Everybody has fans and followers, even if you don't do anything. And so is there a more concise way to lay that out for these people to where they can, you know, get the meat and potatoes of it?
Not quite sure what you're getting at, Bill.
Well, you're a lawyer and you're a legal scholar, and you lay it out. I understand what you're saying, even though I'm not a lawyer or a legal scholar, because you do lay it out well, except I'm actually interested in what you have to say, and I actually agree with your opinion. The problem is not me. The problem is the people that we need to change their opinion. And those people are like, how quick can I get on Instagram? I want a new car. What are we doing this weekend? You know, that's the kind of thing that I'm worried about, because I'm worried about what happens when, I don't know how old you or Stephen are. I'm 58 years old. I'm in the tail end of the baby boom. What happens when the boomers are gone? Who's going to care when the boomers are gone?
You're right. I think what you're getting at, Bill, is this, and this is the problem. The fact is that laws are complex, very complex, and it's very easy for unscrupulous people to use them, let's just say improperly, to say the least, and yet make the argument that they are doing them properly. The very fact, as I said, that this particular rule that allowed the Justice Department, Rosenstein, to appoint a special counsel, I think is patently illegal. And even mainstream media made the point. They said that the very titles of independent counsel, special prosecutors, that were established following Watergate, they had all expired in 1999. And then the Justice Department created regulations to keep the concept alive in the form of the special counsel. But the fact is, what is the underlying foundation? What is the congressional statute that gives the Justice Department the authority to appoint a special counsel? Because at the first instance, if the rule is illegal, then everything that Mueller did for the last 2.5 years is illegal. And let me point this out, because this is interesting, too. Back in 2016, a couple Republicans attempted to essentially create a new Ethics in Government Act. They called it the Independent Counsel Reauthorization Act of 2016. And we wrote about this actually 2 years ago. And what they said was that this would have required the Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, to make provision for appointment of outside counsel in accordance with the procedures set forth in the act to investigate Hillary Clinton's crime and to prosecute Clinton for her crime against this nation and against the American people. Loretta Lynch would have been compelled to exercise the duty under the act to relinquish further action by her department in the Clinton investigation, which obviously there was a conflict of interest. Comey and Strzok and Page and McCabe, all of them, they were all involved in a conspiracy to let Clinton off the hook. And Republicans do this, which is why they wanted congressional legislation to compel Loretta Lynch to give this investigation over to outside counsel, the very thing that she would be absolutely antagonistic for. She had absolutely
Roger?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Roger. What you're saying is 100% correct, but I'm feeding off of what I'm thinking about with where Bill is at. And this is my thinking. As far as the people, most people are concerned, the Mueller report is over. It's done.
Right.
And Barr even said it. It's done. So listen, you know what? Anybody who wants to keep on talking about it, as far as I'm concerned, they can keep on talking about it. You're going to listen to Fox News and get one view, and then you're going to listen to CNN and MSNBC and get another view. And depending upon what camp you're in, you're going to either want to feed yourself with that news, or you're going to start looking at alternative sources of information.
You're best to
make a decision. No, Roger, let me get to what I'm saying.
I can make this real simple, okay? And this is my fear, Roger. Okay, this is the problem I have. While you're laying all of this out, and nobody does it better than you, okay? We live in a world today where the most viewed picture on the planet is a picture of an egg. It's been viewed 53 million times, a picture of an egg, because it was trendy to go on Instagram and to like it.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a world where a Kardashian can get on Twitter and shape the conversation. because she has nearly 50 million followers, whereas they just, you know, they got out there and they're trying to do a ban here and a ban there and taking people down. And the people that we need to reach are still going to be on social media. So my concern here is not whether you're right or wrong. I am convinced you are right. I just know it. I feel it. The problem is that when somebody's telling me something like this, I sit there and I take that in and I analyze it, and I'm not thinking about going to Instagram to like a picture of an egg. I'm willing to give you the time to say what you got to say and get it out there. And that becomes my question. How do we penetrate the shell that has been put in place?
I could answer that. You know how you do it?
Well,
we find common ground issues. I'll give you an example.
Well, we got
common
a minute. We got to, before you go into this, we only got a minute left, so let's pick that up on the other side.
I'll be quick. Common ground issue. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, New York State Governor, Reproductive Act, license to kill a child that's born. Okay? No matter who you talk to, they don't agree with it. They say, no, that's too far. Another thing, Andrew Cuomo, all-out crusade to destroy the NRA. Not only the NRA and any other pro-Second Amendment organization. Well, guess what? He's gone so far in wanting to destroy the NRA through threatening financial institutions, insurance companies, etc. You got organizations and publications that don't usually agree with him or the NRA that have publicly slammed Cuomo's tactics as blatant attack on the First Amendment and a clear present danger to American freedom. Example,
okay.
Civil liberty.
No example. Hold right there. That was a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with the guys from Arborless Quarrel. Stephen, you were getting ready to go somewhere. Now, listen, Stephen, if you were going to a boxing gym, every time you go over time like that, you'd get disqualified. You'd be getting beat up for nothing. You'd be getting beat up for nothing. So, you know. Got to learn to gauge those rounds. Gauge those rounds.
Sorry, Mr. Bill. It won't happen again, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, look, I'm not gonna take up the whole segment here. I just want to drop the seed and let's see where this goes. It's time, in my opinion, that we, with the same strength, vigor, and commitment, hold the anti-side accountable for their actions and their statements. Let me give you an example. According to a reliable source, New York State Governor Cuomo said the following, and it could be, again, this is regarding the NRA, it could be the NRA, it could be any other organization, it could be any other subject, but here's a perfect example where we should not just lie down and do nothing and accept it. He said, quote, unquote, "It's time to put the NRA out of business." Or it's time to put Bill Frady Lock and Load out of business. Or it's time to close down Ammoland, et cetera, et cetera. I went off the quote there. So the quote is, "It's time to put the NRA out of business," unquote. Continue the quote. "We are forcing NRA into financial jeopardy. We won't stop until we shut them down," unquote. Well, you know what? We should start with calling for an investigation of the investigators. It's all over Fox. I think that William Barr is on the offensive now. Thank goodness. We're not on the defensive. Let's go after all of these cases that we've been talking about that caused our president not to be able to do the great things he could have done. And let's get to the bottom of it. Clinton, the dossier, the Pfizer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's do it. pick up the phone, call up your local, your state, your federal politicians, and say, come on, we want to get to the bottom of this. Forget about the Mueller report. It's over. Forget about Trump's tax returns. He's not going to give them up. They're going to go to court, and before the court makes any decisions, the next election is going to be decided. We need to get Trump reelected. Now, there was a school shooting in Highland Range, Colorado. I don't know all the details yet. I've been distracted. I want to get all the details. But let's find out. Was there a school security plan in action? Did they take advantage of any of the consulting advice that they could have gotten to have security in place? Did they have armed guards? Was it a free gun zone? You know, what happened? How did this happen? And let's see if any of the mainstream media reports it, disinformation, misinformation, fake news. No, call them out. You can't do this. You cannot continue to do this to propagandize your anti-gun agenda. And when you get a politician that says a few people did a few things to a few people, 9/11, get out of here. And when Bernie Sanders says, we're going to have free education, free this, free that, but, hey, come on, who's paying for it? So we need to start getting active, but we need to support Trump 110%. That's all I want to say.
Well, I don't think Trump's going to have an issue getting reelected at all. As a matter of fact, I'm watching everything they're trying to do. And I'm glad that they voted today, the House did, to find Barr in contempt.
Yeah,
and
I want to
see how their campaigns go on the Democratic side when they come up for reelection next year. And they're like, well, we spent the last 2 years working on this whole collusion thing. Then when we got told there was no collusion, well, we just didn't believe it.
Yeah, but let's
and then we started making stuff up. Well, it's not about being complacent, but Napoleon used to say, when your enemy makes a mistake, go ahead and let him.
Yeah, okay. All right. I agree. But let's not let what happened in the midterms happen again. See, why did that happen? Because a lot of us didn't go out and vote.
Well, and 38 Republican congressmen in the House didn't run.
That's correct.
They quit. They quit.
Right.
And they only lost 25 of those seats. So I would have to guess if the incumbents had stayed the course and said, you know, finally we have a president here who's going to allow us to do what we said we would do the whole time Obama was president. If they just stuck to those guns that they made to get into office in the first place, we wouldn't be having this discussion. But I don't think it was a shift. I think it was sort of like what we saw at the NRA annual meeting when it came time to reelect Wayne LaPierre. There was nobody else running against him. And I think that's what happened with this one.
Let's pay attention to every nook and cranny and every single thing to make sure that it's a landslide decision, landwide decision. Trump's got to get in major big time, no discrepancy, no nothing. We have to make sure. That's it. It's very simple. Every time you get up in the morning, the first thing you got to say to yourself, what can I do today to make sure that I get President Trump reelected?
Oh, that's already said. That's not even. I don't even have to worry about that one. I'm going to do what I'm going to do on that one. That's not going to be an issue. The
member of the family together too. We got to bring more and more people together. We got to share what we're saying and get the word out and keep it out and keep on telling the truth. What the truth will prevail.
I honestly don't believe that it's going to be that's going to be an issue. We have longer term. We got to start playing the long game with these guys, because what Roger's describing is the entrenchment of the long game where we are now. So when he's describing the whole idea of the way the media has gone this way, that's because they've been in it for the long game. They got academia, and who trains journalists? Oh, academia. They train journalists. So now, they're in it for the long game, and we've got to look at that and say, well, we got to stop playing, spot defense, and we got to get our strategy together, and then we have to go and execute that.
The problem, Bill, and this goes back to what you had said earlier about social media. The problem is that the press controls the narrative. And I recall seeing Tucker Carlson for a few nights, and last night in particular,
he pointed out, for example, that Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, is attempting to, well, not attempting, he is basically canceling a number of people from having access to the Facebook page. And this is the same with Twitter. And it goes well beyond now Alex Jones. They're basically flexing their muscle. And the fact is, if we can't get our message out, then the average person, even if they would be amenable to what we have to say, would never hear what we say. See, this is the problem. If we could get to 100 million people, then I think the kind of power that is wielded by the mainstream media and by this left-wing Congress with Nadler and Pelosi and Booker and all these others. Yeah, they would not have the voice they do. It would be showing how ridiculous they sound. But the fact is, if all that you hear is what they're putting out, or 90% of what is available is what they put out, then how do we get our message?
And Roger, am I correct that the Congress passed a law that indemnifies Facebook and Google also? Now, I don't know that law. Maybe you can look it up and we can talk about it.
Well, the problem is if they're just a neutral platform, they should not be censoring content. That's the problem. They have their cake and they eat it too.
Well, yeah, but I mean that part. Don't just stand. We've run out of time, but I wouldn't worry too much about that part because it's going to take care of itself. Just sit back and watch. It's going to be fun. Thank you for joining me, guys. We've run out of time. ArbalistQuarrel.com. Check them out there. AmmoLand.com. TruthAboutGuns.com. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Yes, sir.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.